It's part of the detachment of America under Obama. A very senior military figure in this country said only a few days ago, and I can't reveal who it was, he said, we feel we're working with a senior ally that has absolutely no foreign policy at the moment. This is gestural stuff. Obama's performance on this and the Ukraine crisis is so inert in real terms as to be quite baffling. You know, leaving John Kerry to go out and carry the can and try and get something going forlornly in over the Gaza situation. This, as your news announcement is absolutely right, the supply of ammunition, it's always happened. It has happened in the Mideast wars. It's happened in my time, in the 67 war, in the 73 war, you know, the natural ally. The fact is that there's that $1 billion worth of munitions dump somewhere there, which they can just draw on.
But
that's protocol. But don't circumstances ever change these things? So where the US has, I think, not misspoken, but mistrod here, is that they've now connived at the killings that are being carried out by Israel. It is at one remove that they are a combatant. Now, very, very few commentators are saying this now. And this is why, you know, my hands are clean, I'm staying out of it, which is really what Obama seems to be saying. This highly intelligent, lofty detachment, it's just not good enough. By omission, as it were, he's allowing the thing to go on, because there are very, very few voices in the world, Ban Ki-moon's tried, that can really stop this. There's somebody that's got to go to Israel and say to the government, really, how long are you going on with this? Yes, we hear yet again, we've got to destroy the rockets. The hurdy-gurdy goes on. We destroy the rockets. We destroy the tunnels. They pre-position these things among schools and civilians. You know, that there's hardly a day goes by. The fact is that the explanation that we're getting from this is explaining away. There has been absolutely no admission that perhaps it would be disproportionate to trash schools, which they have done, power stations, water supply, and they're heading down a track. And Eichmann, the Holocaust, I'm not being vulgar here, they're heading towards a very serious war crimes hearing if they're not careful.
You put a lot out on our table there. Let's turn to Nina Schick for a moment, or more than a moment. Open Europe, you've listened to Robert there. What's your take on this gesture, tangible pile of weapons handed over yesterday?
Well, the U.S. has, of course, always been Israel's most powerful international ally, and the sale of munitions that came out today proves just that. However, it's important to note that relations between the U.S. and Israel are at their most rocky point in recent history. And as Robert correctly pointed out, John Kerry has been there trying to broker a peace deal, which has all gone to pieces. But relations between Netanyahu and Kerry, and Obama and Netanyahu, are in fact very, very bad. And part of that also has to do with the EU. When Kerry met EU officials earlier this year in January, the EU basically told Kerry in no uncertain terms that their patience with Israel had run out. And unless they had gotten serious about the peace process, then the EU would potentially, take further measures to impose some kind of blockades or sanction on Israel. Now, this was before the crisis in Gaza started. Now, this has happened. We've seen international condemnation around the world. But of course, the EU and the US, apart from saying that they want the violence to stop, haven't, and calling for a ceasefire, haven't taken any measures further than that.
Can handing over, supplying these weapons at this very just incredibly difficult, ugly time, do anything to erode the support the Americans have traditionally shown towards Israel? I mean, could I just say a Gallup poll just last year, 64% were with the Israelis, 12% with the Palestinian side.
Yeah, I mean, but that's interesting. And the thing is that the dynamics are shifting. If you look at polling in the U.S., you'll find that the older generations are very staunchly in favor of Israel and protecting Israel. However, the interesting thing is if you look at the younger generations, that trend is declining. And that's in large part got to do with the way that news is being delivered via social media. I mean, you only have to go on Twitter or any other social media accounts to see the horrific images that are emerging from Gaza, the children dying, the women dying, civilian deaths, to realize that a kind of sanitized or edited version of events is no longer possible. And that's got to do a lot with the public sentiment swaying perhaps against Israel, not only in Europe, but also in the US slowly.